My story today is about a little gypsy girl that got converted. She was a gypsy for many years, and she made a living telling fortunes at fairs and street corners. Sometimes she made them up, sort of a hocus-pocus type of a thing. One day she met the Savior, and she was so charmed by his love for her and what he had done for her that she opened her heart to him, and she was really saved, really converted. Of course, she no longer practiced her fortune-telling and at the street corners, but she told people about the Lord and the true fortune and the treasure that they could have in him. One day she went to call on an old couple that she had often called on before, and they served her a cup of tea. The old lady told her visitor she was glad that she had come, for she had not been there for a long time. Then she went on to tell her many things about another gypsy girl had told her, things that would happen to her in her lifetime. The gypsy girl that was saved, whose name was Sarah, said, "Don't believe her. It's all lies. She doesn't know any more about the future than you do." The old lady was astonished and asked Sarah, How is it? There was a time you used to tell our fortune and promise us good luck, but it's all changed now. What happened?" Taking her New Testament from her pocket, Sarah replied so sweetly, "It's all different now. The Lord saved me, and I've learned from this blessed book that all liars will have their portion in the lake of fire that burneth with fire and brimstone forever and ever." She said, "I'd rather starve than to tell people's fortunes and tell them lies, because the Savior has saved me." I wonder, boys and girls, are you like the gypsy girl? Have you been saved? Have you trusted the Savior? Oh, why not make him your Savior today? Why not trust him and know him as your Savior? He'll do for you what he did for this girl and what he's done for many others. But you must receive him. He who loved you and died for you on the cross, you must trust him as your Savior. So do it and be saved today.